This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, again, Chodesh, we're going to learn B'siyat Deshmaya. We're going to start Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, Masechta Nedarim. You know, Rav Asi, we need to market Nedarim as a skula for Ashiros. Rav Asi pointed out that everyone in Nedarim becomes wealthy. You know, everyone's becoming wealthy from monkeys, from sailors, from converts, from lotteries. What?
Father-in-laws.
Yeah, a lot of wealthy father-in-laws are giving money. So it's a skula for Ashiros. Anyway, it's an untapped skula. Okay, so here we go. Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Hanoidim minat tamarim. Someone makes a nether from dates. Mutter bedvash tamarim. You're allowed to have the honey of dates, because that comes out of it. Mi sisvanias. Somebody makes a nether from grapes that grow in the winter, which are usually not ripe. Mutter b'choymet sisvanias. He's mutter in the vinegar from grapes that grow in the winter. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir Oymer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir says, Kol sheshem toldasai kruya alav. Anytime the name of the byproduct is called by it, v'noyder imenu, and you make a nether by the original, asr b'yotzi imenu, you're asr in what comes out of it. So for example, if devash tamarim is a product of tamarim, so we don't call it devash, we call it tamarim. So any time what comes out of it has the name of the source of it, and you make a nether from the source, your atzer what comes out. So Tanakhama says if you're noider from dates, you're mutter in dvash tamarim. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, since the dvash tamarim carries the name of the origin, so you're atzer in the dvash tamarim. If you atzer tamarim, you're atzer in dvash tamarim. If you atzer sisvanias, you're atzer in chametz sisvanias, because the chametz sisvanias carries the name sisvanias. The Chachamim matirim, the Chachamim allow it. They say it's mutter. So the shaila is going to be, how are the Chachamim any different than the Tanakhama, who says mutter b'chaymeit sisvanias, okay? Says the Mishnah, Hanoidim in atamami sisvanias, mutter b'chaymeit sisvanias, sisvanias anovim she'enim esbashlam, they're unripe in grapes, v'oimdim b'mei acharif, they develop in the winter, they stay in the winter. Kol sheshem toldasai kruya alav, kagain dvash tamarim, v'choymeitz sichonios. Did I not say that correctly in the Mishnah? Sisvanios. Okay, good. Sfrek the Gemara, v'chachamim hainu tanakama, that chachamim say it's mutter. So they're the same thing as the Tanakama, who says mutter b'choymeitz sisvanios. Okay, so now the Gemara has something very interesting. Says the Holy Gemara, Ika Beinayu, the difference is, Hada de Tanya, that which we learned in a Braisa, Klal ze Amar Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Reb Shimon ben Elazar said the following Klal. Kol shadarkoi lechel, anything that you usually eat, v'derech hayotz min lechel, and you eat what comes out of it, kugoin tamarim, like dates, udvash tamarim, and the honey of dates. You eat both dates and the honey of dates. Nadar ba, if you make a nadar asering dates, asar b'yotzimena, you're asar from what comes out of it. Noidar b'yotzimena, if you asar what comes out of it, asar ba, you're asar from it. If, whenever the source and what comes out of it are eaten, you're asar in both. If you asar one, you're asar in both. Kol she'en darkei lechel, if you don't usually eat it, the derech hayotzi men alecha, it's a derech to eat what comes out of it. Noi derboi, if you aser it, ein aser ela b'yotzi menu. You only aser what comes out of it. Shlei niskavin ze ela yotzi menu. Because he only had in mind what comes out of it. So what does this mean? So according to Rav Shimon Elazar, his shita is, anytime you aser something, and it's a derech to eat both it and what comes out of it, you're aser in both. However, anytime it's only the derech to eat what comes out of it. If you aser it, you're only asering what comes out of it. Because you only had in mind what comes out of it. So this is going to be the difference between the Tanakhama and the Rabbanim. The Rabbanon are going to go like Rav Shemet ben Elazar. Let's see if we can figure out this run. Because basically we have to explain how there's a three-way machlokes. All we know is in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama says if you're noider from grapes, you're mutter in Dvash Tamarim. Sisvanias, you're mutter in Chametz Sisvanias. Rabbi Yehuda ben Sira says, no, you're Usher. And the Chachamim say mutter. So what exactly is the three-way machlekes here? You ready for the run? Here we go. Chachamim hainu tanakam yikubeinayu hodetanya klal omrav shemel ozor kol shadarkei lechol v'derech hayotzimeno lechol kagoyin tamarim udvash tamarim na darboi Usher b'kiyotzibai. B'kiyotzibai Aser bay v'chol she'in darke lecha v'darcha yotzmen alecha nadar bay aser b'yotzmenu. Kach garsinan behilchas Ramban v'halchi perushay. Debaha poleg tanakama. Debaha pligi tanakama. Poleg adarab. V'halchi perushay debaha pligi. This is what they argue on. Tanakama plug poleg adarab Shimon Elazar b'tarvayu. The Tanakama argues on two parts of Shimon Elazar. The svirale latanakama, the bein darke lechel, bein ein darke lechel, whether it's a derech to eat it or not, you're for sure aser in it. The Tanakama never had a shaila whether if you aser something, whether you usually eat this thing or not, you're going to be aser in it. And you're not going to be aser in what comes out of it. Okay? Tanakama holds, regardless of whether you eat the thing or not, if you aser the thing, you're aser in it. You're not aser in what comes out of it. Even if it's a derech to eat what comes out of it. So according to the Tanakhama, if you aser something, you're always aser in the thing. You're never aser in what comes out of it. It doesn't matter if you eat the thing or if you eat what comes out of it. Reb Shimon Elazar Sfirlei, Dibich Shadarki Lechel, V'derech Hayotzimeno Lechel, then you're aser in both. Now, Tanakhama didn't say you're usher in both, you're only usher in it. Uvashain darkoi lechal, if it's not the dark to eat it, v'derech hayotzimeno lechal, then usher b'kiyotzimeno, you're usher in what comes out of it. V'loi boy. Uvaha mapich le Tanakhama legamri. So, in that sense, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra is exactly the opposite of the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says, when you usher something, you're usher in it. And you're never usher in what comes out of it. And it doesn't matter if you normally eat it, and you don't eat what comes out of it, or if you only eat what comes out of it. When you usher something, you're usher in it, and not what comes out of it. Tanakhama doesn't care what you usually eat. You're always going to be usher in it, and you're never going to be usher what comes out of it. Rav Shimon Elazar says no. If you usually eat both, you're usher in both. If you usually eat what comes out of it, you'll only be usher in what comes out of it. Presumably, if you only eat it and you don't eat what comes out of it, you're only usher in it. But Rav Shimon Elazar argues, the Tanakhama argues on two points on Rav Shimon Elazar. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra holds like Rabbi Shimon b'darkei lechal v'darkei yotzimeno lechal. Then you're aser b'shneim. Upalig alei, he argues on him b'shein darkei lechal. If you don't usually eat it v'darkei yotzimeno lechal. Let's say you only eat what comes out of it. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira doesn't make a difference. If you usually don't eat it, and you eat what comes out of it, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, you're going to be usher in both. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar would say, you're only usher what comes out of it. V'Rabbanon basroi demas nisen, the Rabbanon, at the end of the Mishnah, they go mamish like Rabbi Shimon Elazar. When they say mutter, they're going on v'shar yusa detu koya in darke lechel. Their permission is going on, if you don't usually eat it, the shari hu gufei, it itself is mutter. So the Rabbanon go like Rav Shimon Elazar completely. Namely, if it's the derech to eat both, they're both asr. If it's the derech only to eat what comes out of it, only what comes out of it is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira agrees to Rav Shimon Elazar, if it's the derech to eat both, they're both asr. But if he says if it's not the derech to eat it, and it's the derech to eat what comes out of it, they'll both be asr. To that, Rav Shimon Elazar says no. It's mutter. And the Chachamim say, they argue Rav Shimon Elazar completely. The Tanakhama holds that only it is asr and not what comes out of it. That's how the Ran learns this Gemara. Okay, let us proceed. Hanoider min hayayin. If you make a neder from wine, mutter b'yayin tapuchim, you're mutter an apple wine. Min hashemen, because when you say wine, you don't mean apple wine. Nobody drinks apple wine. Min hashemen, if you make a neder from oil, mutter b'shem shumshemen, you're mutter in sesame oil. Because typical oil is olive oil. Min hadvash, mutter b'dvash tamarim, you're mutter in honey of dates. Because when you say dates, when you say honey, you mean bee honey. Min achoymetz, if you make another from vinegar, mutter b'choymetz sisvanius, you're mutter in the grapes that grow in the winter. Min akrishin, if you make another from leeks, mutter b'kafloitais, you're mutter in this species of leeks. Min hayarek, if you make a neder from vegetables, mutter b'yarko, you're mutter in the vegetables of the field. Why? Because all of these things, shehu shem levai, because all these things are a description, but they're not the thing itself. Everything here in the Mishnah has an adjective that describes it. So therefore, it is not the, when you just say the noun is not referring to that. Okay. Says the Gemara, Hanoider min Hashem v'Eretz Yisrael, someone who makes a neder from oil in the land of Israel, mutter b'shemen shumshemen, is mutter in sesame oil, v'asr b'shemen zayis, but is asr in olive oil, u'babavel in Babylon, asr b'shemen shumshemen, you're asr in sesame oil, mutter b'shemen zayis, you're permitted in olive oil. Makoim shemis tapkin mizeh u'mizeh, and in a place where they use both, asr b'zeh u'mizeh, you're asr in both kinds of oils. Says Gemara, pshita, obviously, if they use both kinds of oils, and you asr oil, then you'll be asr in shemen zayis and in shemen shumshemen. Says Gemara, lo tzricha, no, it's only needed to teach the following. Deruba minchad mistapkin. Most use one kind of oil. And Amiyad uses the other. Maudatema ezel basaruba. You'd think you'd follow the roiv. And therefore, if most people use olive oil, only olive oil should be asr. Kamashwan safik yisur lechumra. The chiddush is, since some people use sesame, it's at least a safik, and we say safik lechumra. says the Ran on the Mishnah. The Kivin Sheish Loi Shem Levi, since it has a descriptive name, Loi Mikri Yayin Stam, it's not called Stam Yayin. Mutter Bekif Lutois, the Loi Havi Bechlau creation, it's not part of, it's not a regular kind of leek. Mutter Beyarka Sasada, the Stam Yarek, Loi Mashma, Ela Yarek Gina. Stam Yarek is only Mashma, the Yarek of a garden. Stam Yarek is only mashma, the Yarek of a garden, not of the field. Okay, the rest of the rounds are going on a later Mishnah? Yeah, on the later Mishnah. Says the round on the Gemara, Motor B'Shem and Shem Shemin, the Be'eretz Yisrael, Inam Estapkin Klal, Ela B'Shem Zayis. The land of Israel, they only use olive oil. Safek Yisura L'Chamra, B'Kivin D'Iko Miyuta, the Mestapki, but Me'ahu, since there's a miyut that uses that, me'ahu mina ikal esvuke, you could be in doubt, dilma afilu le'elu neskavin. Maybe you are mechavin for even these. Okay. I'll do a little bit more. Okay. Hanoidim in ayarek, someone makes a nether from vegetables, then b'shar shnei shavua, in the other years of Shemitah, meaning in the first 6 years, Usr biyarkos hagina, you're usr in garden vegetables, because those are the vegetables that you usually eat, because those are the vegetables that you planted and worked with. Umutr biyarkos asada, but you're mutter with the vegetables of the field, because those are wild. You don't usually partake of those. Uvashvias, during Shemitah, usr biyarkos asada, you're usr in the vegetables of the field, because when you say vegetables, you mean those vegetables. Umutter biyarkos hagina, and you're mutter in the vegetables of the garden. Because during Shemitah, you can't eat those, so you don't mean them. Says the Ran, Usr biyarkos hagina, the stam yarek shogina mashma. Stam of vegetables mashma of the garden. Velo yarek sada, not the yarek of the field. Sheish loy shem levai. The yarek of the field has a appellation. However, the Ran says something like that, a very interesting thing. Something that has an appellation is not automatically disqualified. It has to be a different species entirely. Because if you say, I asser wine, you're still usser in cooked wine, even though it has a name, cooked wine. Because it's wine. So it's not the appellation alone. It's the fact that very often when there's an appellation, it makes it a different species. It's not like the vegetables of the field. It's a different species. Ava chamra, the chamra mevashla, but wine and cooked wine. Chad minaninu, it's one species. Nation is bashal, just because it's cooked, loy hifsid shemai. Beshvias aser biyarkos hasada. Another beshvias. You can't say his kavanah is for the yarek of the garden. We don't plant vegetables, we don't plant trees in Shemitah. So he must be, his kavanah must have been for the vegetables of the field that came up on its own. Okay, so Be'ezus Hashem, Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Hopefully next week. Okay, thank you very much, everyone. Again, Chodesh Cheshvan, Mar Cheshvan. We have an amazing shir tomorrow night. Noyach and the Mabel and Chodesh Cheshvan. Good stuff. Join us tomorrow, 9:15 a.m. Sefer Avas Yisrael. The mysterious Sefer Avas Yisrael. Have a good day, everyone. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.